France is trying to avert another political showdown over Iraq at the United Nations. Yesterday, it urged the immediate suspension of most UN sanctions against Iraq. But the Bush administration has reacted coolly to the proposal. It wants to see sanctions lifted altogether. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What exactly is in the French proposal?
Well, the ambassador to the UN, Jean-Marc de la Sablière, spoke yesterday to reporters. He stopped short of the U.S. call to lift the sanctions completely, because that would essentially cut the UN out of Iraq completely. So what he did was he offered this half measure: suspend some of the trade and financial sanctions right away that would help get Iraqis back on their feet. He called these the civilian sanctions. But he wants to maintain UN oversight of Iraqi oil wealth. And what he wants by that is to keep the oil for food program adjusted somewhat, but keep it going for a certain period of time. And he said that's going to have to be negotiated, how long and how you adjust that. As he pointed out, and others at the Security Council yesterday, 60% of the population in Iraq depended on the oil for food program before the war broke out. It's a system that has many distribution systems for food that could still be useful today.
Now, why are the French making this proposal?
Well, it seems to be a bit of fence mending, you might say. I mean, the Bush administration was extremely angry with France in the lead up to this war. We've heard a lot of Bush administration officials saying recently that France is going to have to pay for not supporting the U.S. on this. And at the same time, France wants to keep the U.N. involved. Doesn't want to be seen as blocking humanitarian needs of the country. So I think they're just trying to scramble around for some sort of UN role that could perhaps be acceptable to the U.S.
Why isn't the Bush administration supporting the idea?
Well, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher called it simply a step in the right direction, but he's still insisting that there's no need for any of these sanctions anymore. The sanctions were meant to punish Saddam Hussein, and that regime has gone. At the same time, there are some in the Bush administration who are talking about some sort of short-term oil for food program being kept around for a while. So this is an issue of discussion. The differences between Paris and Washington at this point seem to be mainly about the timetable, the pace for sanctions to be lifted, how long the UN should manage Iraqi oil sales. You might remember that France and Russia, for instance, have a lot of contracts that are in the pipeline already on this oil for food program. So that's another issue about these contracts. How long it'll take for a new Iraqi government to take over. There are a whole host of legal questions and a potential for some very difficult talks at the UN.
Well, besides the sanctions, there's also a dispute over whether UN weapons inspectors should return to Iraq.
That's right, and Hans Blix, the chief UN weapons inspector, was at the UN yesterday. He says he's ready to return. The White House, the State Department, the ambassador to the UN were all saying the same thing, that the U.S. and its allies have taken on this responsibility of disarming Iraq, and there's no need for the international inspectors. Also, the Bush administration has been recruiting former and current UN inspectors to help the U.S. and its allies in this. There seems to be a lot of bad blood between the Blix and the Bush administration. Some U.S. officials say he just wasn't aggressive enough.
Does this complicate the U.N. debate over sanctions?
It does. Some members, mainly Russia, say the U.N. inspectors have to certify that Iraq's free of weapons of mass destruction before the U.S. can lift sanctions. France was a bit softer yesterday, but still said there has to be some way to merge the U.S. effort and an eventual U.N. effort. Blix said the Security Council is groping for a role at this point, so the council is still in the early stages of this discussion. And the Bush administration, of course, would rather just rewrite the resolutions or change them so to get around this whole issue.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman.